From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. For more than 20 years, when a Florida recount full of hanging chads led a U.S. Supreme Court battle over who would be president, questions have been raised about the security of our election system. And since then, accusations of Russian interference and computer hacking have not increased confidence in the security of how we vote. In fact, according to Boise State's public policy survey, 23% of Idahoans have concerns about the security of Idaho's elections. 2024 marks an historic election year. In November, voters will decide the future of our country for the next 4 years, as well as many key and state and local races. Now, because it is a presidential election year, there has been a lot of focus on not just who gets elected, but also on how our election system works at both a national and a local level. So to answer those questions that have come up this election season and to discuss how secure our ballot system really is, we asked Idaho Secretary of State Phil McGrain to join us every Tuesday to take a closer look at these issues. And he's joining us now. Phil, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Gemma.
Okay, I want to talk about election security first off. How does the process work here in Idaho? And what happens to our vote once it's cast?
You know, there's a lot of security measures that go in place, and I think it's one of the things that happens behind the scenes that's really good to have the opportunity to highlight. I mean, one of the simplest solutions that we have is the state is connected through the statewide voter registration system. So every registered voter in the state, all the information is collectively held together by all the counties, and this information is updated and maintained and cross-checked well in advance of the election. It's the system that can catch if somebody, say, tries to vote twice. It's also the system where we regularly check against, you know, vital statistics to make sure there's no dead people or to make sure there are no felons on the voter rolls, or most recently us to do some validation regarding citizenship. And all of this work happens behind the scenes leading into the election. But I think to your question, it goes beyond that. It goes to the voting systems where we actually produce the ballots, where we count and tabulate the votes. All of those things, we have different layers of security throughout the system, whether that's being able to monitor things or really most often being able to stop and prevent any activity that shouldn't be occurring in our elections. And I think it's really important to highlight the work that the county clerks are doing on this front, because really, having seen it up close, it really is a good system that Idahoans should have confidence in.
So does Idaho hand count or machine count votes, or is it a combination of both?
As you know Idaho well, Gemma, like it's a combination of a little of everything. It depends on the size of the community. Most of the state of Idaho uses voting equipment that scans and reads the ballots to tabulate the results, but we still have six counties that always hand count their elections. So including this upcoming presidential election, two of our counties have less than 350 registered voters, whereas Ada County has well over 300,000. And so it really just depends on the scale. But one of the things that's common, and it really goes to some of the security, is every Idahoan will have an official paper record of their vote. So most often that'll be that ballot that you marked with a pen or pencil. And those paper records are the official record that we go back to for any recount. You mentioned the hanging chad. We no longer have hanging chad in Idaho, but we do go back to those paper ballots when we do really close races. And additionally, our office does post-election audits following the election. I'm sure you and I will talk about it after this election, but we go in and we hand count all of the ballots in randomly selected counties and precincts to validate that what was reported on election night is the actual election results.
So, Phil, I want to talk about the folks who actually count the votes or the people that feed the ballots into the machines. And this is why there were a lot of unproven accusations during the last presidential election that people were feeding and then refeeding the same ballot into those counting machines to tip the vote one way. Number one, does that happen? But also, how do you prevent that from happening?
Yeah, it's great. We have these systems in place to validate the information. One of the county clerks, Patty Weeks, she's from Nez Perce County, she said, you know, we log I can't, now I'm forgetting the last word. But we track everything. So we validate every registered voter. We check in to make sure. So we're checking the registration information, but we're also checking the records to make sure the number of voters who are registered voters that checked in matches the number of ballots cast. So no one's able to add additional ballots into the system without it going undetected. Additionally, we make sure there are simple practices to separate the information as we go along, or doing things like the post-election audits to validate that information. And all of this kind of comes together to ensure that no one can tamper with anything. I think one of the big things we've seen over the past 5 years is the addition of cameras. Most of the state at some point has cameras that people can watch the people working who are counting those ballots. So in addition to having our county clerks and election officials who I have confidence in, we also allow the public or any party who wants to see the process to be able to observe that. A great thing that will be happening here in the coming weeks is we do pre-testing of all the voting equipment, and we do it in public. So every county who uses equipment will have a public logic and accuracy test. This is where they demonstrate to anybody interested that the machines count and they do it the way they're supposed to. So candidate A will get one vote, candidate B will get two votes, candidate C will get three votes, and making sure that all the votes are assigned properly, and do it in a way that anyone can ensure that the system is working the way it should. And again, those things like audits make a big difference of us actually going through and hand counting the process to validate what we're doing. I think all of this ensures that no one is able to, you know, you could have a rogue poll worker or somebody else, but there are systems in place to catch those people who would try to interfere with our system.
So I know that you put election results up on your Secretary of State website, which is of course on the web. So with that said, is there any of our election process online and therefore vulnerable to hackers?
So we have two main systems. I've kind of loosely alluded to it. So we have our statewide voter registration system. That's the list of everybody and that they're registered. It's how we determine who gets what ballot. That system is networked, and it is one of the ones that we have to make sure we protect. Cybersecurity is a major concern in the election space. We do have nation states like Iran, Russia, China, who do have an interest in tampering with U.S. elections. I, as we've discussed, participate in some national efforts to ensure security across the country regarding elections and cybersecurity. And then we have the voting system, which is often what most people are interested in and worry about. And that's the system that actually produces the ballots and counts the votes. That system across most of the country, but it, particularly here in Idaho, is not connected to the internet. Last legislative session, we actually made it illegal for any of those voting machines to be connected to the internet. And that's why for many of your listeners, you know, if they're hitting refresh on election night because they want the latest results, why you see a delay in getting those results published to our website is because it actually, the clerks have to remove the information from the voting systems, take them out to upload and share that information, even with us here at the state level. That's all part of a simple security measure of cutting the cord. We don't want people tampering with our system, so we're going to keep it so that only the people in the room have access to these machines.
So we've heard the term poll watchers before. Who are they? What do they do?
Yeah, it's a great, so we have, you'll hear us talk about poll workers. You and I were trying to recruit some poll workers a couple weeks ago. Those are the people working at the polls. And then we also have poll watchers. These are people who represent either candidates or political parties. Anybody interested in the election, being able to just observe the process. It could be part of a get out the vote effort where they're just tracking how many people have come in so they can drive people out. But it could also be people who really are concerned that someone might be trying to vote or poll workers might not be operating in a way that they have confidence in. And so they can sit and watch. And so when you vote, you may see someone with identification standing off to the side, making notes or observing the process. It really, they could represent anybody who's on the ballot or anyone in the process just trying to see that. Similarly, you know, this is where those cameras come in. Ada County Elections, for example, has 13 live streaming cameras that if you go to the Ada County Elections website, you can view the people working there right now. This allows all the poll watchers and anybody who's interested in the election to see the process, how it's working, and to assure that level of transparency that should add confidence to the entire process.
So we've talked about absentee ballots before, Phil, since you've been on the program, but I wanted to bring it up again because in case folks maybe didn't listen to that or just as a refresher, those get mailed in early, usually absentee ballots. There's a deadline. So do they get counted as soon as they come in?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be talking about absentees even more as we get closer to Election Day. There's we have well over 100,000 absentees out throughout the state. We've had 40,000 of them returned so far. And as they come in, they are time-stamped and logged. This is, again, to verify that each voter only gets one opportunity to vote. As part of that process, we do signature verification, where we compare the signature on the affidavit for the absentee to the signature on their driver's license or voter registration card. And they actually remain in their envelope sealed up until the day before the election. Not until the day before can the county clerk start opening each of those absentee envelopes. And then it's on Election Day that they actually start scanning and doing the process of counting votes. This is all to ensure that no one has advance information in terms of, you know, what direction one race is going or another. The election officials, the county clerks, down to the most granular level, do not know any results until after the polls close at 8 p.m. That's the deadline for all votes to be cast is 8 p.m. on Election Day, including absentee ballots. And so we make sure that the integrity of that process is maintained all the way through.
Where are ballots stored before Election Day?
They're stored in secure locations just with the voting equipment. So we have pre-printed ballots that are right now being delivered to the counties to get ready to be sent out to the polling locations. Or we also have some of the absentee ballots that are being mailed daily at this point in time. They're securely stored, and they're securely stored separate from any of the voted ballots. That's part of just ensuring, again, that there's no commingling of this information. Security is one of the highest things, and that can be things like being in a locked space. It can be things like being monitored by cameras, as I've already mentioned, and more importantly, it's just logging all of that. So we do counts throughout the process. Even at each polling location, they are asked to count the ballots before they get to the polling location and at the end of the day to make sure what they had when they came in matches what they have when they leave. And we do simple things too, like if you've ever had the opportunity to be the first voter of the day at your polling location, one of the first things you'll do is actually sign an affidavit and look inside the ballot box to make sure it's empty, to certify that, yes, this ballot box was empty, we're starting at zero, and now the rest of the day can continue. And all those are like just simple steps that are being done across all 1,000 polling locations across the state to ensure that the process is running smoothly and people can have confidence.
You know, I actually had a neighbor who that happened to at the last election, and he was kind of floored by it, frankly, because he had never been first there. So he was just, you know, he liked how secure that process was, because you don't know that if you're not the first person to vote. Before I let you go, Phil, I did say in the beginning of our conversation that according to Boise State's public policy survey, 23% of Idahoans have concerns about the security of our state's elections. Well, what would you say to those folks? How would you assure them of the safety of our elections? Because this has been such an issue, not just at a state level, but at a national level as well.
You know, I think we've been taking a lot of efforts this election cycle, conversations just like these, but also when you look at the voter pamphlet this year, we have an entire section just on securing Idaho's elections. You and I talked before, all the county clerks signed off on to a letter on our commitment to Idaho voters, talking about some of the just common sense practices that we have in place. You and I have touched on them, and we'll continue to, about making sure that we check photo ID, that we're maintaining our voter rolls, that we have the paper records, that we're doing the audits. All of these steps really highlight where we're fortunate to live in Idaho. Not only is voting easy in terms of the ability to vote early, that started here in Ada County today, but also the ability to ensure that you have confidence that your vote counts, it counts the same as everyone else's vote, and that we have systems in place to ensure no one who shouldn't be voting is participating in our elections. And we've gone to great lengths to really highlight that over the past few years. And I think programs like yours sharing that information is important for all Idahoans.
Well, we thank you so much for being willing to do this. We were speaking with Idaho Secretary of State Phil McGrane on how our state is getting ready for the November election. Remember, he'll be with us every Tuesday to answer questions about the election process. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.